Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, Apple Podcasts, or head on over to the website, AmericaOutLoud.com, and check out all the great articles and podcasts are updated daily. You don't want to miss this because we are telling it like it is on America Out Loud on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Tonight's show is going to be a show that you don't want to miss. You might want to settle back in your comfy chair, put on your Crocs or your suede house shoes, grab your favorite adult beverage, popcorn, or whatever snack you want, and get ready for the show. Tonight's guest and co-host is BB Diamond, social media expert. We've had BB Diamond on the show on more than one occasion. We thought we'd bring her back because my co-host Andrew decided to go on vacation. Can you believe it? With everything that's going on in the news, he's like, oh, I need a vacation. But hopefully when he returns, he's going to return with some little nuggets that he's going to share with us as to where he went. But we can't stop the show for that. We're going to soldier on. And as I said, my co-host is BB Diamond, and we're glad to have her tonight. BB, how are you?
I am doing well, and I'm so honored to be your co-host for this evening. This is going to be a knockout show. Thank you for having me.
And BB, I got to tell you, there's a lot that's going on out there. I mean, I was just thinking over the weekend, like, what am I going to talk about? What really gets me or what's getting at me? And I got to say, BB, there is so much that's taken place in our society. It's hard to realize or conceptualize that this is America. This is America only 8 months into Joe Biden's residency at the White House. And he has managed to completely, well, should I say completely or just about destroy America? And I think that's what they want to do, they being the socialist Democrats, because they're not just Democrats, BB. They're socialist and they're proud of it. They don't shy away from it. They enjoy talking about it, putting it out there, running on a socialist agenda, telling us this is what they want. They want to give money to people, not to work. They want to give money to illegals to come here. They want to inundate our system with illegals and giving money to people. Now, I don't know if you've noticed at the docks, all of the cargoes that are just there idling by, no one to go in logistically and say, this needs to go there, move this here. No one to onboard them, meaning the bodies, the truckers, there is a shortage. And I even read the other day that they're now training high school students how to drive 18-wheelers. Now, do not doubt me on this. This is all by design. Do not doubt me. This is by design. What is by design, you may ask? The shortage of workers. You tell Americans you can't work if you don't have the shot, you're going to get fired, BB. See, if you don't have the shot, they're going to fire you. And they're pushing this on corporations. So you'll get fired. Look at our airlines. Look at our school systems. Look at our police, our law enforcement, police departments. They're going to fire them. Remember, they said defund the police. Wait, here's another way that they can get rid of the police. They don't get the shot, they're fired. You see what's happening here? Now, let's go back to the ports. Who's going to take the goods from the cargoes? Who's going to drive the trucks? Well, the Americans won't because we're too busy giving them free money. So they want to sit at home and do absolutely nothing. So once this hits critical mass, what will happen? The socialists will come in and then they will start saying, what about the illegal aliens? Why don't we let them do it? Let's let them work for it. They're here and you guys are constantly saying they need to work. Why not let them work for it? You see where I'm going with this? They want to replace Americans with the illegals. Give the illegals the jobs, the illegals will be loyal to them, and then they will vote Democrat. Look at the Afghanistanis that are coming here. Where will they work? Well, there's the jobs right there for them. Send them to the ports. Teach them how to drive big rigs. Let them unload the cargoes. The Democrats are extremely clever in their thought process. Do not doubt me. This is what's coming down the pipeline. You have a new voter bloc that's coming in no jobs. This is how you train them. This is how you get them jobs. You give the jobs to the illegals. You give the jobs to the Afghanistanians that are coming here with nothing to do, while Americans are sitting there defending people coming in at the border. Let them come. Baby, you have pastors in their pulpits saying, let them come, because Jesus, he was also an immigrant. Don't come here with that. You're misreading the scriptures.
Absolutely. You're 100% right. And if this this headline on Breitbart.com is correct, ICE released 16,000 plus COVID positive migrants into the United States, according to a whistleblower. Everything you said, Rob, is absolutely spot on. I don't doubt you at all. The good news, let me just throw a silver lining in there, if I can, is that this too shall pass. Hopefully Biden will be removed before he finishes his first term. The Democrats will be obliterated in 2022 and in 2024, because we're not going to let them just steal the elections. Everything you said was spot on. I totally agree with you. This is by design by the elites, both the Democrats, socialists, and the rhinos. And this is why they tried to destroy Donald Trump, because he had broken through the swamp. See, the swamp is managing America's decline. And the Democrats are run, if you will, by socialist communists. The Communist Party of the United States no longer has to put forth a candidate, because the communist package, their policy, their platform has now been captured and is being espoused by the Democrats. So the Democratic Party has been taken over by communists. I wish I were exaggerating. I am not. And you're absolutely right. I've heard another Black man say that what the Democrats are trying to do is replace Americans. Now, Rob, think about this. They're trying to force Americans to get experimental vaccines, but they're not pushing that same thing on illegal immigrants whom they are not testing.
Yep, you're so right. So
they're costing us, middle class, working class, the poor, our jobs. And I want to touch on this thing with the Internal Revenue Service wanting to look at transactions as low as $600. So, Rob, we're talking about the man and the woman flipping hamburgers at McDonald's, someone sweeping the streets, earning minimum wage, trying to pull themselves up. Now, they're going to be under scrutiny by this administration. This Biden administration, I didn't think we could get worse than Obama. It's worse than Obama's tenure. And honestly, I'm going to be quite frank and put it out there. I'm praying to God this man is removed, I don't care how, from the White House. He is awful. And it's like the government has turned against us. But this too shall pass, and we'll get through it.
This too shall pass. But I want it to pass, as you said, as soon as possible. Now, you spoke about the government turning against the people. Now Biden has reached out to the Justice Department and wants the Justice Department to declare parents as domestic terrorists. Now, I don't know if you guys know what's happening in Loudoun County, I think it's Virginia, and what happened there with the schools. When the parents went to the school board to question them about the curriculum that was being taught, and they were told, you don't need to know this. And then one parent came to a school board meeting to inquire about his daughter who was sodomized, raped. I don't even want to go into the details. Google it. No, go to DuckDuckGo, because Google will suppress the information. But what happened to that poor child is horrific. They captured her father at the school board trying to speak, and the security guards wrestled him down to the ground and wanted to toss him out. And you want to know what happened? The media took that one clip and started to air it over and over again, saying, this is domestic terrorist. This is what we're encountering in our school systems. And you know, they enjoyed doing it because he was a white man. And as far as they're concerned, white men are bad men. Now, they don't like men at all. And we're going to talk about that tonight also. They don't like men. And one of our guests on our show, Denise McAllister, she touched on that. Go to AmericaOutloud.com, type in Denise McAllister, and hear that podcast. You will be shocked. White men are definitely in danger, especially if you're a conservative, especially if you're a conservative and you aren't gay. We have nothing against our gay brothers and sisters. But when you have an agenda and you want to take out people, that ain't right. That ain't cool, okay? But going back to my story and how Biden is using the Justice Department, they're weaponizing the Justice Department against Americans because they don't want us to speak up. They don't want us to have anything to say about our kids' education. Within 8 months, going on nine, Joe Biden and his henchmen, Joe Biden and these corrupt individuals, Joe Biden and these infidels, Joe Biden, along with Barack Obama, who's probably sitting in his basement in his sweats, calling the shots with Valerie Jarrett, this will not end well at all, BB. It won't.
No, it won't. It won't end well at all. It will not. This is a disaster, and it's been a disastrous administration on all fronts. Biden is hurting Americans at every level. Only the elite will benefit. I mean, when you have gas at $3.50 per gallon, people are not able to afford it. He's hurting the working class and the poor. And that's one of the reasons Barbara and I discussed, my mother and I, Barbara from Harlem and I discussed debunking the myths. And one of the myths is that the Democrats are for the poor and the Republicans for the rich. The Democrats are hurting the poor, particularly minorities with the lack of school choice. Now, with this forcing vaccines, and by the way, a mandate, particularly at the federal level, is not constitutional. Joe Biden has no constitutional basis upon which he's issuing these mandates. So why companies are complying with it is very bizarre to me. Private companies should not be complying with these mandates. And I'm glad that Delta Airlines pull the mandate because it causes division. It is of no value. So this administration has gone to war against average Americans. Now, just a point of interest, a couple of weeks ago, Barbara from Harlem and I were in Virginia. We were in Fairfax, Virginia, and ran into some of the mothers who are from Loudoun County and who have been the subject of media focus, and we're going to be working with them. So Loudoun County, Virginia has become ground zero in this fight to free our children from these school boards who want to indoctrinate our children and push critical race theory. This will not stand. We will not tolerate this. We will not tolerate the Department of Justice going after parents of school children who are speaking up for their children while they're ignoring Antifa and Black Lives Matter.
Why is it that they're trying to silence parents? You would think they would want to work with the parents, but they don't. And that is a reason why in this infrastructure bill, this socialist bill is actually what it is. And shame on Mitch McConnell for allowing them to, for agreeing to raise the debt ceiling along with them when they could have done it by themselves. Shame on him for working with them because they will not work with him. And what did Chuck Schumer do? He went out on the House floor and gave him a swift kick in the pants. Shame on you. But going back to working with the parents, that is the reason why Joe Biden has in this infrastructure bill pre-K for kids as early as 3 years old, because they want to start the indoctrination process as early and as soon as possible. They want to start putting this nonsense into our kids' heads. Like you said, Loudoun County, ground zero. What they're trying to teach our kids, telling our kids lies, telling our kids to double check their gender. Why? What has happened? We closed our eyes and we looked the other way, as opposed to keeping our eyes on things that were righteous and things that were good and clean. The moment you let a little of this stuff start to seep in, it starts to spread. And you're thinking, oh, it's innocent enough. No, it isn't. You have to stop it. Because you look at what these parents are going through now. Now, some of you are probably listening to us tonight and probably saying, oh, well, it's there. It's not going to happen to me. Well, how do you know it hasn't already started? Because they're very clever and deceitful in how they do this. Don't think that this just happened overnight. It was already planted, the seed. It just so happened when Joe Biden got into office, he decided to just pull back the curtains and put people in key positions whose lifestyles that were questionable. And then they started to push this crazy agenda. I mean, and they're pushing it hard. And what's sad is that conservatives, once again, some of them are sitting back and thinking, well, you know, let's just let it go. No, you don't let it go. You speak out every chance you get. You have to get out there and you have to call it out. And people are waking up and they're calling it out. You look at the basketball player that they're trying to silence. They want to end his career. Look at so many other people they want to silence and end their careers for speaking out against the vaccine. And then some will say, well, you've taken other vaccines. Okay, true enough. But for this, and with things constantly changing, maybe had they rolled it out the right way from day one, it would have been okay. Now, BB, I bet you anything. Had Trump been in office and the Democrats not cheated and stole this election, they wouldn't be so quick to want to take the vaccine. They would be hemming and hawing and, oh no, I'm not going to trust it. You see, Joe spoke too quick, he and Kamala, and saying, well, I wouldn't trust this. So now people don't trust it. So as a result, they now want to force it on you with their mandates. And it's more than just the vaccine, folks. It's more than just that. You have to connect the dots. This is just the beginning, because if they can force this on you, just imagine what else they can force upon you. Imagine what they could take from you, what you can't say, what you can't do. Look at California. Look at what the governor is doing there. Vaccine mandates, mask mandates. And then he's making a requirement that mail-in ballots, everyone's going to get it. We're going to do mail-in ballots. This is how they start to change our society. In New York City itself, they want to remove a statue of Thomas Jefferson, one of the most prolific writers in the Constitution of the Constitution. And you know who's behind this? Mayor de Blasio's wife, Charlene. Charlene, who lost $1 billion with the health plan Thrive. No one has questioned her about it. No one has said, Charlene, what did you do with the money? How can you lose $1 billion? Well, you wouldn't dare question her because she's Black and she's a female. And if you question her, it's as if though you're saying she's no good. Well, yes, I'm going to say it. She's no good. She's incompetent. But they want to remove, under her guidance, that statue from City Hall that has stood there for almost 200 years. So they'll move that. Then they'll look at something else they don't like, and then they'll just keep moving. You know why? We've given them the power. We didn't fight back. We didn't push back. And as always, when they start this little by little, taking and taking and taking, and we don't say anything about it, we're just sitting there. Meanwhile, they're replacing us with the illegals, the Afghanistanians, and the Haitians. They will give our jobs to them. We got to wake up. This is what's happening before our very eyes. They had us locked down all of 2020, afraid to go outside, afraid to talk to each other. People don't even want to hug now, BB. They're afraid to hug. They're afraid. And why? Look at our children in school, afraid to touch each other. I mean, it's sad. Yes, there is a virus. Okay. It does exist. Maybe the vaccine is helping some people, but it's not for everyone. But when you put that fear into people and our little children, making them almost like robots, cold, little activists, this is not good. And we're sitting back and we're watching this. Meanwhile, the kids that are coming in at the border, they're having a party. And you know something else, BB, that was pointed out to me? That some of the individuals that are coming in from the border are from Brazil and Venezuela, and they're not coming in like the others, like walking in. They're being flown into Mexico with designer bags and designer shoes, And then they're walking to the border, hoping to be stopped, because once they're stopped, they have to be processed. And then once they're processed, they pick up their little gold cell phones, and then they call their family and say, oh, we're here. Where can we meet you? Bam. A new class of citizens already. And we're sitting back saying, oh, it's okay. It's okay. We're okay with that. No, we're not okay with it, BB. This will not end well. They will replace us. And as I have always said, the group that gets the short end of the stick, Black people. But we don't see it. We can't see it because we're so stuck on the Democrats and their liberal policies. And well, this is our turn now. It's your turn for what? You have an opportunity. Why do you want to get an opportunity from someone who will always be connected to your hip? Whereas you see what's out there and you can just go and do it. If you were held back, think about it. If you were held back at any given point in time in your life, who held you back? Look at the person that was over that job. And who was it? A liberal, a Democrat. Look at our news, the information that barely comes out. Look at the Black kids that were up missing. And no one talked about them. But you had Joy Reid complaining that they weren't being covered. And there she is with a freaking platform and she's not saying anything. But then too, look who owned her platform. Liberals. We've got to do better. We've got to wake up. Because we're going to be replaced, BB, and it does not look good at all.
No, you're absolutely right. We have to wake up as African-Americans, the Black people. More Blacks, particularly younger Blacks, are being killed by Black on Black crime than by COVID, but you won't hear Joy Reid push that point because it doesn't fit the narrative. They have a narrative that they must go on based on their liberal overlords, if you will. But I want to step back for a moment and talk about the Constitution. I thank God that our forefathers wrote the Constitution in the way that they did, because man's nature, just the nature of man and the conquering desire, if you will, is to turn to tyranny. So that's what we're seeing here with the Democrats. They have abandoned the Declaration of Independence. They have abandoned the Constitution. So that's why you see Joe Biden, who in July of 2020 said he could not mandate vaccines. We had Jen Psaki say that. We've had Fauci say that. We've had Nancy Pelosi say that. But here we are, fast forward, where they're trying to push these mandates, which are unconstitutional. It is only the legislative branch that can pass laws. Mandates are not laws. So I don't know why the private sector is complying. I don't know why New York City restaurants and other locations are trying to enact or force people to show vaccine passports when that's not constitutional. So the Constitution was written for people like Biden, Pelosi, Schumer, and Barack Obama. And thank God for the Constitution, because that gives us an out to legally stand up for ourselves. What the Democrat Party is doing, and in cahoots, if you will, with the media, Hollywood, academia, they're trying to push us towards socialism and communism. And you mentioned about the removing of the statues. They will demonize Thomas Jefferson. They will demonize Christopher Columbus, because these men were part of the Judeo-Christian foundation of our country. As you note, Thomas Jefferson was one of the key authors of the Constitution. Christopher Columbus, whose name is Christ Bearer, is not discovered. We know the Indians were here, but they did not have the word of Christ. So he was able to bring light. He wasn't perfect. But overall, this nation has been a blessing to the world, and it was founded on Judeo-Christian principles, which the left hates. So they will ignore the fact that communism in the 20th century alone murdered 100 million people. They will ignore Stalin, Mao, and other murderers in the name of communism. And they will demonize Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, Christopher Columbus, et cetera, et cetera. That's who the left is. That's who the Democrats are, which is why we must defeat them. We must come out and vote. That's how we defeat them. We must remove their power, because, ladies and gentlemen, and I will conclude with this note, it's not about helping the poor. It's not about helping minorities. They want to keep us as victims. That's why we don't have school choice in urban areas. It is about power with Pelosi, Schumer, AOC, and Obama. They are elitist. You notice they'll go to events without a mask, but the servants, the waiters, and even little school children have to have masks on. These people are socialist elitists. They want to rule us as if we're peasants or serfs. We must stand up, we must fight back, and we must vote them out of office. Thank you.
Absolutely. We must. Those were a lot of must, but we must do it. And as you said, BB, it is about power. They want the power. Nancy Pelosi knows that this infrastructure bill is going to fail, that she's not going to get the $3 billion plus that she wants. So she's going to try to dress this up every way possible to get a little bit. And as she told the media, you guys should do a better job in selling this to the American people. There in itself shows you how they view the media as their propaganda arm. I am so disappointed in the media, because we rely on them to provide us with information, to keep our elected officials honest. And it's 24/7. You would think that we would be able to trust them and give us the information. But they have become so polarizing and so biased that we can't. We can't trust them. We can't rely on them, because they have a dog in this fight. And it's sad. It shouldn't be that way. And as I opened up saying, it's hard for me to reconcile that this is America. And 2021, just 8 or 9 months into the Biden administration, and look at all the failures. No successes. I was speaking with an associate the other day, and I said, say what you will about President Trump, but can you name one positive thing that Joe Biden has done? Just one thing. He couldn't. But he spent his time attacking President Trump. And I said, look, he's no longer the president. I get what you're saying, but he's not the president. Let's focus on Biden. What has he done for the country? Just name one thing that was beneficial. Just one thing. And I thought he was going to come back and say, well, you know, he's president. But he didn't. You know why? Because he himself recognizes that Biden is a disaster. That everything that's befalling upon the United States is because of Joe Biden. He knows it. But like the media, who has trained them well, their acolytes, they will never talk about anything about Biden. They will keep attacking Trump. Trump. Trump, Trump. Hence the Trump derangement syndrome. Folks, 8 or 9 months into this administration, and this is where we are. Well, I told you this was going to be a fiery 30 minutes with BB Diamond, my co-host. So you're tuned in to After Dark with Robin Andrew, which is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcast. We'll be back with more After Dark with Robin Andrew and my special host, BB Diamond.
Let's get real, let's get loud. On America Out Loud Talk Radio, this is McCullough Report. Are you tired of your tired vitamins? Consider Healthy Cell. These are pill-free vitamins that are in convenient gel packs. I like the Focus and Recall supplement. I use this a lot. You know, your brain uses a lot of energy, and it depends on a variety of micronutrients and vitamins. Boost your short-term focus and long-term brain power with Healthy Cell's Focus and Recall vitamins. So go to HealthyCell.com, use the code OUTLOUD, all capital letters, OUTLOUD, for a 20% off your first order of any Healthy Cell product. Let's get real. Let's get loud on America Out Loud Talk Radio.
While the cancel culture is determined to destroy our history, bringing violence and terror to city streets, America Out Loud will enhance its own message of love and honor for the American traditions and constitutional values that have always been the backbone of what America means: life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
And we're back with After Dark with Rob and Andrew. I'm glad you could tune in. If you were listening at the top of the hour, we were on fire. And as I said, my co-host tonight is social media expert BB Diamond, who has been on the show with us before on more than one occasion. And usually we only have her on for a little spot section. This time she's on for the full hour and we are dissecting the news. And I guess we're giving you a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and what we see. One of the things that I want to talk about now is something that just like really weighs heavy on me, because I see a culture shift or a change that the left is trying to make. And this whole notion and idea that men aren't important. And this has been happening for the better part of a decade. Even Barack Obama came out and said, "Men, I'm sick of you." He didn't say that exactly, but he lamented that men just aren't doing it. And it makes you wonder, what is he talking about? There seems to be a concerted effort to emasculate men, white men, because we say that white men destroyed the country, they went around conquering the world, and they did this. And what's interesting, they say that they conquered the world, but then they'll come back and say, well, how could they conquer something that was already there? So it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. When you think about the left's logic when they're saying stuff, they don't make sense, but yet still people would jump on the bandwagon and go, oh yeah, that's right, that's right. And if you recall during the election, when the numbers came out, they said that more Black men voted for President Trump than ever before. And before the election, they would go in, they would talk to Black men, and Black men would say, well, we like him because, you know, he's all about, he's strong, he tells it like it is. And Black men like that. They don't like all that BSing around that a lot of beta men like Barack Obama, they enjoy doing. And once that came out, the numbers, Maxine Waters, the undistinguished woman from California who doesn't live in her district, who's going against Joe Collins, and we hope Joe Collins defeats her, came out and said, Black men, we're disappointed in you. We're disappointed in Black men. I'm like, really? Now just imagine, she's out on a stage telling Black men that. You got Barack Obama attacking the Black men. Everywhere you turn, men are being attacked. Why? It's like, what's wrong with being a man? No, women, they're going to do it for us. And the women, okay, not that women can't do it. My mother was a strong Black woman. BB Diamond's mom, Barbara from Harlem, another strong Black woman, she's come on our show and she's talked about her mom. There are many strong Black women that are out there, but unless they're liberal, they don't count. They don't want to hear about conservative Black women. It's like, dismiss them immediately. They have to be liberal. And for that reason, they're the ones that they see shepherd in this whole win for Joe Biden. And you look at his administration, Black women. Now, I'm not going to say that they're competent. We certainly know that Kamala Harris isn't competent with all the gaffes and the fallings that she's been doing. But that doesn't matter because they're Black women. I don't see any prominent Black man in his administration. None whatsoever. Why is it? What's wrong with the Black man? Why didn't he pick a Black man to be his running mate? He could have picked Cory Booker. Why didn't he? Why didn't he? Why did he choose Kamala? They disdain Black men. They don't like men. Men are bad, especially Black men. And that brings me to my next point, the attack on men and what they're doing in our culture. Lil Nas, the singer, the rapper, whatever he does, when he came out, he had this one song, hit song, Old Time Road. I had never heard of the song until my 5-year-old was singing the song just over and over again. And at all of their birthday parties, they were playing this song. And I thought, this is really interesting. I'm like, who is this song? Who's the singer? So I did my research and I thought, there's something about this kid. There's something that's going on. Well, fast forward to 2020, the summer of 2020, and we found out what it was. He was pushing an agenda. They start the kids early, getting them in, indoctrination. And before you know it, they're gone. This has got to stop. This has got to stop. This is not good, because that young man knew exactly what he was doing, pushing an alternative lifestyle. This is what a real man is like. Really? They're attacking the football players. They're attacking basketball players. They don't like them because they're too masculine. You got LeBron James, and he doesn't even realize what's happening. And if he does, he's not saying anything. And then you have Dave Chappelle, who's coming out saying, gender is a fact. Oh my God, they don't like that. They want to cancel him. They want Netflix to get rid of him. He's bad. And before then, they loved him, but now he's bad. Baby, this will not end well, and people need to wake the heck up and realize what's happening.
No, you're absolutely correct. There is a war on men, and particularly on Black men. And, you know, I'm not for big grand conspiracy theories, but it's interesting how Black men have been targeted, maybe because Black men were more vulnerable than white men. It started with removing fathers from the home and then using Black men like Lil Nas X to push forth a transgender agenda. In one of his videos, he's lap dancing as a woman on Satan's lap. Yes, I said that, on Satan's lap. And this is somebody the white liberals are putting forth. Now, I want to do a compare and contrast for a moment, if you will. Look at Elton John. Elton John, we have known Elton John to be a homosexual since the 1970s. Have you ever seen Elton John kissing another man on stage in one of his videos or any television appearances? The answer is no. And I have a lot of Elton John songs. Again, as you pointed out so nicely and sufficiently, we're not against homosexuals. We may not agree with that lifestyle, but we love homosexuals, right? We care about them. You would never see an Elton John do that. I've never seen that. Yet they have this Black man, Lil Nas X, the liberals pushing him out there. He's wiggling like a woman. He was at the BET Awards kissing another man. I've never seen this before. It's as if they use Black people to try to destroy society, to destroy America. We're being used that way. But Black men who stand up are a threat. Even Kyrie Irving, as a basketball player, he wants more information. He's not comfortable getting the vaccination. They want to destroy Black men because Black men are expected to heal. Yes, you are Black, and we leftists, we're supposed to care about Black people, but you must obey us. See, they want Black people to obey them and not God, not real science. They don't want us to pay attention to real science, because actual science will tell you that there are only two genders in the entire universe, male and female. But we're supposed to throw that out the window and follow the leftist narrative as espoused by Don Lemon and others in the media. And when you buck that system, you are a threat. That's what's going on now. So they're using our young people, our artists, to try to pervert the next generation. And that's why they target children. Have you ever seen any other male artists besides Lil Nas X? And one picture I have of him, someone put on Facebook, he's acting like he's a pregnant woman. Now, this is a grown Black man. Grown Black man. Acting like he's pregnant. There is no scientific evidence on planet Earth that men can get pregnant. But we're all supposed to follow this narrative and throw science and logic out the window. What they're trying to do, in essence, is for us to worship Satan. No, Satan is behind the scenes. They won't say that, but this is a war against the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's the root of the problem. It's not capitalism. Leftists love capitalism. Why do you think the founder of one of the founders of Black Lives Matter, a trained Marxist, instead of giving her money away, she didn't give her money away. You know what she did? She bought four properties in predominantly white neighborhoods. Yeah. Why do you think Barack Obama, a socialist, he's living in a $15 million mansion on Martha's Vineyard, which is predominantly white? They are phonies, they are hypocrites, but they want to push us, drag us toward Marxism and socialism. The threat, the thing that's standing in their way, they thought they wanted to just be white men. But there are Black men who are waking up like yourself. Black men are waking up. And when you wake up as a Black man and say, whoa, 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 David Chappelle woke up. David Chappelle woke up. You are a threat as a Black man because you're supposed to heal. You know, the enemy is supposed to be the white man. Black men are supposed to agree with the leftist agenda. But when you reject it because you realize, wait a minute, it goes against God. It goes against the country. It's hurting our neighborhoods. When you wake up, you're a threat. You're a threat. But what they're trying to do is perverted. It's demonic. And I don't want to sound super religious or whatever. And I'm not, I don't like saying demon rats. But when I really break it down, they're not too far from it.
The way that they're demonizing Black men and they're attacking Black men, they're attacking all men. And as I said that, all men, white men. But the Black man is a threat. The Black man has always been a threat to white liberals. And because they always want to tie everything to slavery, you look at slavery and how they treated the Black man. Look at the country as a whole and how they removed the Black man from the family. And what is Joe Biden doing again? He is saying the more kids you have, the more money you will get. And what will happen? Black women will have more children. They will kick the fathers out in order to get more money. Some of you will say that's poppycat, that's stupid, that's ridiculous. It is. Anyone who would ascribe to that is stupid and they are ridiculous. But yet here we are in 2021. And this is what's happening to the Black family, the Black man. Why? What is it about the Black man, the strong Black man? There was a rap group that came out with a song. I think it was Salt and Pepper. What a man, what a man. Now, I wonder where that song would lie today with everything that's going on. Because little Nas, Nas X or whomever, coming out with an image of himself being pregnant, and then you had someone like Jemele Hill says, oh, well, that's nothing wrong with that. He's just talking about his album. He's giving birth to a CD, rather. Pregnant? And you've already gotten our kids hooked on him. So what are they supposed to think? Little Nas, a Black man, pregnant. And he's walking around, rubbing his tummy, and he's thinking nothing of it, and he's smiling. Elton John never did anything like that. We all knew that Elton John was gay. You have Ricky Martin. Now, he's a gay activist, but he's not doing anything like that. Why would Little Nas, why is the record company BB allowing Little Nas to come out with that type of image? And a day and age when we want Black men to be strong. And then you have some coming out saying, well, that's not necessarily a Black man being strong. Well, what is? Why are we attacking Black men the way we are? And there was another rapper, Boise, who came out speaking against Lil Nas, and DaBaby came out, and they wanted to cancel DaBaby. And that is the reason why Dave Chappelle came out and said, what is wrong? Gay people, look at what this guy has done in the past. He killed someone. But you're more concerned about your feelings. And as Denise McAllister said on one of our shows, that when you give rights to these ideas, to concepts, we're messing up. We are messing up big time. And that's what's happening with Black men. They're not going to rest until they find a football player, BB. They want a football player, a strong Black man, muscle bound, to come out and say that he's gay. That's what they want. Now, Michael Sams came out not too long ago and said that he was gay. He didn't quite cut it. They didn't want him. So until they find that Black man that they can put up as a poster child, and if there are any that are out there, I wouldn't raise my hand. I would say, that's my business. What you're doing in the bedroom, your private bedroom, is your business. Get out there, play the sport, and shut up. Look at the athlete, the retired athlete, Dwayne Reed, he and his wife, Gabrielle Union. What they're doing to that poor child is really sad. He has a son who says that he's a female, he's a daughter or whatever. The kid is, I think, 13. We got to stop this. This has got to stop. I saw the other day on Good Morning America, a little kid, white kid, I think all of 6 or 7, dressed in drag, dancing around, twirling around in a suggestive manner. This is not good. And then you have Lil Nas standing up, sitting down, pretending to be pregnant, giving the devil a lap dance. Where do they find these people? They need to put the top back on it. This is not good. And baby, we've had a person come on our show who was gay, who used to be gay, and he's speaking out against this. We had another person who came on who is gay, Ricky Rebel. And he said, this whole thing that you guys are seeing, it's wrong. I don't stand for it. If you are a man and if you're gay, so be it. That's between you and God. But all of this flashing around, flamboyance, and trying to drag people into your world.
Right.
Billy Porter style. Billy Porter, he's wearing women's clothes. He's wearing women's shoes. Okay, Billy, to me, there's something that's going on here. There's a self-hate because you are a man, M-A-N. Your gender, male. But this stuff you're doing on the side, is this drag? Are you trying to live out some type of fantasy? And then we're pushing this on our kids on every show on TV. Baby, when you look at the different shows on TV, I don't watch a lot of TV, but I see the different commercials. Every show has a gay person, and it's probably a black man.
You know, that's a powerful point. I think you're right. I just want to make a couple of points on this. Everything you said was on point, Rob. This started decades ago with emasculating the black man. The Democrats pushed slavery. We know what happened to black men under slavery. In the 1960s, with the so-called war on poverty, women got more money when a man was not in the home. I saw this when I was growing up in the 70s, where a black woman would have children by different men. She'd have one child who's 2 years old, another who's 18, and she continued to have children so she could collect the check. So they removed the black men from the home. This is part of the leftist agenda. Now, remember, the founders of Black Lives Matters, trained Marxists, on their website before they took it down, said they wanted to destroy, in essence, I'm paraphrasing, the nuclear family. That has always been the goal of the godless, the Marxists. And I think of a liberal like Norman Lear, who gave us the Jefferson, Sanford and Son, Good Times, and all these great shows. Maud. One of the things that turned the tide on Good Times is they killed the strong father off the show. And I remember that made headlines in the 1970s, how you had, they were poor in the projects in Chicago, Good Times, but they killed the father off. And that's what liberals do. They want to remove the black man from the home. Why? Because it's easier then to indoctrinate the children, put them in failing schools. And with the mother working 2 or 3 jobs, it's going to be hard for her to make sure they're going to church, Bible study, doing their homework. You weaken the black family, thereby creating victims, a permanent victim class. And let's remember, Lyndon Baines Johnson, a Democrat, said when he signed the Civil Rights Act and the war on poverty in 1965, we'll have the niggers voting for us for the next 200 years. This has been the goal of the Democrat Party. It's an evil agenda. And behind it, sitting behind it all, is Satan. And you don't have to be religious to believe me, but it is evil. What you're seeing now, leaving Americans in Afghanistan, putting illegals before blacks and minorities, supply chain crisis, and Buttigieg is sitting home with his quote unquote husband and shelves are bare at Walmart. I've literally seen it. I was in Walmart yesterday. I mean, these people, the Democratic Party, unless it's reformed, it needs to be destroyed. It has been a drag, an evil mark, if you will, a stain and an enemy, an internal enemy of America.
You are point on. Everything that you said, Phoebe, is by design. Nothing happens by happenstance. This is all by design. This has been in the works for quite some time. And it is unfortunate that the Democrats will prey on the weak Black woman. Bibi, thank God you and Barbara from Harlem aren't weak. I am so thankful. And we need to have more Black women like you out there speaking the truth in love. But there are so many others that are weak. And then they wonder, why don't I have a husband? Where is my husband? Well, you have allowed the liberal media, your liberal politicians, to emasculate the Black man, to tell the Black man he's not the head of the household, to tell the Black man, be quiet and do as I say. Why are we constantly fighting against the Black man? And that just brings me to the next topic with Lizzo, a hip hop singer. And I want to contrast her with Meek. Is it Meek Mills, BB, or Miles Meek?
Meek Mills.
Now, the other day, Lizzo, she loves to proclaim that she's large and in charge. She likes to lament as to how people are suppressing the Black women, and they're doing this to the Black women, and men are doing this to the Black women, and Black men, they're intimidated by the Black women or Black woman. So she comes out. Whenever you see her, she's half-dressed. She's speaking file, like Megan Thee Stallion. I don't get these women. These are not representations of strong Black women. Now, I know Maxine Waters saying, oh, well, you guys are controlling it, and I heard your song, and I know what you're doing. No, that is wrong. It is completely wrong. Black women, do not listen to it. It is wrong. They have you looking like a Jezebel. You look back at history, and that was a representation of the Black woman, a loose prostitute Jezebel. And now they're telling you that this is okay. Now, they're working on the Black man to tear him down, and now they're telling you what you're doing is okay. Being a Jezebel? Walking around half-dressed? Look at Lizzo. Her butt is all out. Her chest is all out. Is she saying, I'm proud of my body? Look at Rihanna. This, the exact same thing. But BB, if you look back 20 years ago, they were complaining, saying that rappers, they're representing them the wrong way. They had these video vixens half-dressed. And now the women who complained about it are doing the exact same thing. Now, you tell me there's not something wrong with this picture. And who's putting this out here? Look behind the desk and see who it is. The white liberal. But yet and still, we're constantly kissing up in their face and saying, oh, they're going to help us. But look at the images that they're putting out there for your young Black daughters. Is this what we want? She should put some clothes on. Stop saying that it's okay to be large and in charge. She should put some clothes on. She would be a beautiful Black woman if she put clothes on and carried herself appropriately. I'm not prudish or anything, but the images that she's selling is atrocious. We have got to do better. Who are her parents? Megan Thee Stallion. She said that her mom was okay with her making the videos that she's making and that Black men, they're intimidated by me. What is there to be intimidated about? I wouldn't want my son being with you. Because look at the images that you're portraying. Oh, I'm taking control of my sexuality. Yeah, but not a decade ago, women were complaining as to how men were treating them and looking at them. I mean, I agree with the ESPN anchor who said women exactly what they're doing when they're wearing these clothes. If you're going to go watch your house looking like a harlot, you're going to be treated like a harlot. Let's just tell the truth, okay? Why would you go out of your house half-dressed? Thinking that it's acceptable. You're trying to get attention. If you're going to walk by a construction site, of course the dogs are going to bark at you. What do you expect? Well, don't look. What do you mean don't look? You have it on display. And then you want someone to respect that? Black people, we've got to do better. Now, some of you say, well, white people do it also. Well, I don't care about that. I'm talking about the Black people. We have got to do better. It is disgraceful. Meek Mills, the cover of his CD that's coming out, degrading Black women. But I guess it's okay because you look at Lizzo, look at how she's carrying herself. Look at Rihanna, look at how she's carrying herself. Look at Cardi B, look at Megan Thee Stallion. Folks, put some clothes on and be respectful. They're tearing down the Black man, and now they got the Black women thinking that it's okay to dress like a harlot and get respect. BB, this is crazy. It's like upside is down. What is happening in society?
Well, you're absolutely right. And I totally agree with you. We can't have it both ways. Women should not be dressing sexually, seductively in a sexual manner and then complain when men dog whistle them or hoot and holler at them. You're asking for that attention when you're dressed in a sexually provocative manner. But before I forget this thought, a little Nas X, I don't really see him as being respected as a hip hop artist, but because he's willing to cross boundaries and disregard society, the white liberals will push him out there. The white liberals will push Lizzo out there when there are other, better, stronger Black female artists.
Exactly. Yep.
But they don't want to dress like a hooker or a whore. Let's just be real and straight up. So the record companies are not pushing them because they don't want to go into that narrative. They want to be respectful Black women. So the ones who are willing to strip, the ones who are willing to defy logic, sense, God, nature, and society, those are the ones that the media will applaud, although they may not be that talented, because I have a lot of hip hop. I don't have one song by Lil Nas X. I don't think he's that good. I may not agree with Jay-Z, okay, politically, but Jay-Z, it has the flow. Snoop Dogg has the flow.
You. Yep.
Lil Nas X doesn't have the flow.
He does not have the flow.
He's willing to sell his soul, and that's what he's done. They'll put him out there. That's sad. And we Black people, you'll say, yeah, white artists, they do it too. Madonna was kissing someone. She kissed Britney Spears on stage and all that. But with Black people, we're in a kind of a more precarious situation. At one point, we were 13% of the population. We're now down to about 12% of the population. How do these two connect? When you have artists who are pushing the transgender agenda, feminizing Black men, the left is incentivizing unemployment, poverty, abortion, all of these things that are hurting our community, it gets worse and worse. And you don't have the Black church speaking out against abortion or the Black on Black crime. And then you have this anti-social, I don't even know what you call it, anti-godly behavior being pushed by this artist. We as Black Americans are in a fix, but there is hope because there are a lot of Black men, not Black women. Too many Black women still believe in Kamala Harris. The woman is incompetent.
Exactly.
Let's call a spade a spade. Kamala, I don't even like her, but I feel embarrassed for her because she's in over her head. It's clear. She's ditzy. She's ditzy, okay? And so Black women will still watch Oprah. They'll still vote for Democrats. They love Joy Reid, but it's Black men. It's the Black men. Now, there's a song out there, and I'll conclude with this, by a hip-hop artist. His name escapes me. It is number one on iTunes, Let's Go Brandon. He's rapping about, we know what they're really saying, F Joe Biden. I don't agree with that language. I don't agree with that. But Black men, it just demonstrates. I point the song out to say this. Black men are going to lead us out of this morass and off the plantation. And I say thank you in advance.
I think the name of the artist is, let me see here, a man named Jones. Let's go, Brandon.
Gotcha.
Hey, guys, what did I tell you? Tonight, we're on fire, and we're just breaking it down the way it is. You might not agree, but somebody has to speak truth to power. So I am so glad that we were able to bring on for the full hour, BB Diamond. BB, I hope you enjoyed this hour because I really enjoyed you tonight because you just broke it down.
I loved it. Thank you for having me on. It was awesome. Thank you.
You know, we've got to bring you back. We got to bring you back for a part two on the war on Black men because this will not end well. And as Andrew always says, stand for something, a fall for nothing. Thank you for tuning in to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available every night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m. on the West Coast on iHeartRadio. For the full archive of shows, head on over to America Out Loud. And remember, as Andrew says, stand for something or you will fall for nothing.